High school basketball is on the air.
As Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Price. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it. Gilder hits it. A three-point field goal. And Gilder wins the state championship. Holy smoke.
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Tonight on the campus of Hastings College, we've got the girls' Class C1 Sub-District 9 basketball tournament here tonight. Opening round game as the Adams Central Patriots get set to take on the Buffaloes out of Gibbon. I'm Mike Weller, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Adams Central coming in a record of 4 wins and 17 losses on the season. The Gibbon Buffaloes come in at 2-19. This will be the third meeting between the two seasons. Adams Central winning both previous meetings by scores of 47-34 and 52-35. Your pregame show tonight on the Breeze brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll come back and talk with the coaches as our pregame show continues after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
We're back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight as we get you sent for girls sub-district basketball tournament action as Adams Central gets set to take on the Gibbon Buffaloes. Spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker. And coach, you're seeing Gibbon for the third time this season. You got to be pretty familiar with the Buffaloes.
Yeah, we are, and it's a team that we match up pretty equal with, and it seems like the last couple times we've been the team that's shot the better of the two teams, and that's kind of been the difference with it.
Any concern about facing a team three times in 1 year?
Well, yeah, especially when you win the first two. I mean, they always talk about it being really tough to beat somebody three times, and you know, I guess they've got the edge there as far as that's concerned. You know, maybe wanting the revenge factor or whatever, but I think it's a situation where we match up and are so similar, and it's a situation where we aren't facing some of the mismatches that we've seen in the past where we have some kids that can play pretty well in the situation. So it still comes down to the fact that you've got to win games and kids have to make plays to be able to move on.
You guys match up not only size-wise with this group, but really as a basketball team, a couple of teams that have had trouble putting points on the scoreboard this year.
Yeah, and that's the same situation. I've talked with Coach Rasmussen quite a bit about that, and it's you know, we both have thought that at times we played good defensively. It's just that we turn the ball over and create too many easy shots for teams, and then they're able to go on a run and get some confidence, and then next thing you know, they're shooting well from everywhere. And then they, you know, it's tough to play, and it's tough to get back into games when teams are playing with that much confidence and shoot that well against you. And, you know, we've had that in a couple of different situations where we've had kids that haven't scored that many points in a, you know, in any games in a season, and all of a sudden they can shoot from anywhere. And I know that's a confidence thing, and some of that's our fault as far as letting them get that confidence, getting that lead, and so we both experienced that same problem.
Coach, 4-17 as you enter the sub-districts here tonight. Was that kind of expected for you guys, or was this kind of a surprise?
Well, you know, you always think that you're going to be able to improve and maybe be able to surprise a team or two, but you know, we played some teams that have been really tough. So, you know, it's been a tough schedule, some teams that are really, really playing well. And then we had a couple of overtime games early that, you know, maybe could have changed our momentum, maybe could have helped our confidence a little bit. And you know, we weren't able to finish those out. And we've had a couple of other games that, you know, we had opportunities in by halftime and had a bad third quarter. And then we're kind of out of it there. So we've had some opportunities. It's just been really tough to put a whole game together. And so, you know, we've been close at times. It's just that's been one of the frustrating things for the girls is, you know, trying to be able to pinpoint what it was that went wrong or what it was that that, you know, why we couldn't score in a quarter or why we, you know, only scored 4 points in a quarter, those situations where we had good looks and good shots and we just couldn't get it go down.
What about Gibbon tonight? What do you have to stop there?
Well, I mean, it's going to be the same thing for them. You know, we have to make sure we contain their guards. They do have guards that can shoot the ball really well. It's just that they face team after team after team that puts pressure on the guards and makes it tough for them to shoot and takes away those outside set shots and make them work for every shot that they get. And, you know, they're not real big in the post. They're not real dominant in the post. And so it's you know, their strength is their guards and our strength is our guards. And that's one of the reasons we match up the way we do.
This is no doubt one of the tougher sub-districts around. The winner of this ball game will get Minden tomorrow night. Probably one of the better teams around.
Yeah, they are. They're a team that, you know, has played really well, and they added some tough teams to their schedule this year just to try and make sure that, you know, if they did make it down to state, that they'd be ready when they got down there. And, you know, they've just really played well. They have three outstanding scores on the outside. So, you know, it's even tough to come up with any kind of junk defenses to try and handle them because they have so many scores. Probably their weakest part is going to be inside, you know, in the post game. And, you know, that's something where maybe a Kearney Catholic team that's got the six-footers can create some problems in there. But, you know, they're just a really tough team. They play so aggressive and they are so athletic and get out and run. They're a good team. They're going to be interesting to watch.
Obviously, it's going to take a great effort for you guys tonight. And if you win, even a greater effort tomorrow night to advance in this thing.
Yeah, it will. And They'll put a lot of pressure on our guards, and our guards have gotten better at being able to make plays. But, you know, we haven't seen that kind of pressure for a little while as far as, you know, we played them in the holiday tournament, and that was right after a loss. So they were a little fired up after they lost to Boone Central there. And they played really well, and they shot really well, and, you know, they can do that. So it'll definitely take our best game, you know, but those things can happen.
I got that.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Tim Marker, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. We've got more on the New Tech Seeds pregame show coming up on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Sportsman says it's time for change. Change in your pocket, in your car, or in your couch. All you need is a penny to get your first beer every Wednesday and Thursday from 4 to 7 at Sportsman's. Want a tub of beer? Okay, that won't take much change either. How about 10 bucks a tub every Wednesday and Thursday night from 4 until 7 at Sportsman's? So make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and make a change and get some change with penny beers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, the C19 sub-district tournament, Adams Central and Gibbon, as we spent a couple of minutes with Gibbon head coach Scott Rasmussen. And coach, obviously the season hasn't gone to what you expected here this year. It's been a tough one for you.
Yeah, it's obviously we wish we won some more games. We had some opportunities to win more games, but our kids have played hard every night. They prepare, they come to practice and do what we ask them to do. And there's a couple times during the season, maybe we had our chances, we just didn't execute or get the break and we needed it. But, you know, our kids have played hard, and we're going to play hard all the way to the end, and that's why I told them. And we're going to prepare for the next game, and this is the next game, and so they'll be ready to play tonight.
Was this type of season expected for you guys this year? Was it going to be a down year at Gibbon, or just couldn't get the breaks to go your way?
Well, we weren't expecting a down year. We just we're just having trouble scoring, and, you know, we played the other parts of the game pretty good, and we just can't get the ball to go in the hoop for us. And it seems like when we play teams, it seems like they hit a lot of shots against us. And, you know, people are hitting almost 45% against us from the three-point land. And it just seems like people are hot and we can't score. And you know, but we just got to keep battling and keep fighting.
You play Adams Central here tonight for the third time this season. 0-2 against the Patriots is a third time a charm tonight for you guys?
Well, we hope so. You know, we're trying some different things tonight, and you know, last time we played, we had 15 possessions the first quarter, and we didn't score until 3 minutes and 23 seconds left in the first quarter. So we only had two scoring possessions the first quarter, and it's about the same the second quarter. So we got to come out and try to hit some shots early. That's what we did against Cozad, and we came out and hit some baskets early. It got us some confidence, and we're able to get into our press and do the things we wanted to do, and it made a lot of difference for us. And so we're just going to try to build off that game. We played pretty good against Fillmore. Fillmore's a really good team, and you know, I thought we did some good things against them. We handled their press pretty good, and We got into our offense, and they're very, very athletic, and so that's kind of encouraged. So, you know, I feel like we're probably playing some of our best ball so far this year.
Well, just talk about your team. Who are we going to see out there tonight?
Taylor Gobertson's our leader. She's she's been a 2-year, 3-year starter for us, and that's who we look to go to the rim and score for us. Our three guards, Kate Melissa Baker and Emma Van Meter, all do a good job. Emma has really done a good job handling the ball this year, just being a sophomore, and she's done some good things, and Micah Stahl has done some good things for us, and they've grown up a lot. You know, a lot of these girls didn't have a whole lot of varsity experience, and they've learned a lot this year, and you know, we had a good senior group, and they showed good leadership this year.
Keys are maybe stomping Adams Central tonight.
We got to put the ball in the hoop. You know, we got to score, and we got to try to keep the game in the 30s, low 40s. We're gonna have a shot, and we can't let their shooters get their feet set and let them get open. And we got to put some ball pressure on them and just play sound basketball, play good fundamental basketball. And the big thing is we got to try to get some rhythm in our shooting and get some points on the board.
We've seen it more times than not. Stranger things have happened in sub-district tournaments. Really, the records all go back to 0-0, and it's a win and move on.
Yeah, it is. You know, everybody has a shot, and that's the thing about sub-districts. And you just want to play for another day and come back tomorrow and play again. That's all you hope for.
That would be against a very good Minden team tomorrow night, one of the better teams around.
Yeah, they are. You know, our district's loaded, and, you know, there's no – I mean, it's a really tough district. I mean, it's a deep district, and it's whoever comes out of here is going to be pretty tough to beat in the district finals. So, you know, those three teams above us all are pretty tough. We play two of them, and you know, Adams Central has been tough for us, obviously losing them twice, and Kearney Catholic's very good as well. And I've seen the other two play. So, those three teams that are playing tomorrow night are pretty tough.
Good luck today.
Yep, thank you.
Scott Rasmussen, the head coach for the Gibbon Buffaloes, on the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. It is the girls' C19 sub-district basketball tournament tonight in The Breeze. This is the opening round of the play-in game here of the sub-district tournament. Adams Central 4-17 in the season. Gibbon coming in 2 wins and 19 losses on the year. Winner of this ball game will move on to play tomorrow night. The number one seed in this sub-district, the Minden Whippets. They are ranked number 2 in the latest C1 poll, and according to the Lincoln Journal-Star this morning, that will be a 6 o'clock ball game tomorrow night right back here in Hastings at Lynn Farrell Arena. And then the second ball game tomorrow at 7:45 will pit Kearney Catholic up against Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll give you the starting lineups here tonight for Adams Central. It'll be Emily Boniface, a 5'4" junior. Boniface averaging 2.5 points, 2 rebounds per game. Cheyenne Gotch, a 5'5" senior, averaging 7.9 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Kaylee Rader is a 5'7" junior, averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Sydney Niemeyer, a 5'8" senior, averaging 4.2 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. And Carly Bostock, a 5'11" freshman, averaging 2 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. For Gibbon, they will go with Emma Van Meter, a 5'6" sophomore, averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. Taylor Gomperson is a 5'9" senior, averaging 8 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. Melissa Baker is a 5'3" junior. She is averaging, right now, Baker is averaging at 2.2 points per ball game, or rather 4.8 points per ball game for Melissa Baker. Then you've got Micah Stahl, a 5'6" junior, averaging 5.8 per game, and Kate Baker, a 5'3" junior, who is averaging 3.3 points per ball game. Adams Central dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight. Gibbon's going to be dressed in their blue, trimmed and lettered in the silver and the white. We are underway. The girls' postseason is underway. Road to the state tournament begins here tonight for both the Gibbon Buffaloes and the Adams Central Patriots. Your pregame show has been brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Adams Central controls the opening tip. There's an entry pass. They get it inside. The shot is up there and in. Charlie Bostock gets things still going for Adams Central. And the Patriots are on the scoreboard. 2-0 is the score. And these two teams have played twice already this year, with Adams Central winning both games. There's a three-pointer put up there and in from the left side. Melissa Baker. Baker comes down and nails the tray there for Gibbon. And the Buffaloes are out on top of their score, 3-2. It's Adams Central facing some backcourt pressure now. The Patriots bring the ball into the offensive zone. Cheyenne Gotch has got it. As Gibbon is going to be staying in a man-to-man. Nope, it's going to be a zone defense. There's a three-pointer put up by Raider. It's going to be an air ball. It goes out of bounds. Throwing up a tray from the left side. It does not draw iron. It goes out of bounds, and the Patriots will now apply the pressure as well here in backcourt. Adams Central had a lot of success forcing turnovers in the last ball game against Gibbon. That was the one that played at the Patriot gym just a couple of weeks ago. There's a shot from the wing on the left side. It's going to be up there and in. Taylor Godfrey scoring there for Gibbon, and the Buffaloes have a 5-2 advantage now over Adams Central early in this ball game. Again, the Buffaloes applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Riley Bostock has got the ball now to Emily Boniface. Gets it across the midcourt stripe to Cheyenne Gotch, and they throw the ball out of bounds. The Patriots throw the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. They turn it over for the first time tonight. Turnovers have been a killer for AC all year long. They've been averaging 25 turnovers per ball game. They have one right here, and now Gibbon turns the ball over themselves as they play it in, and the ball was tipped. And the person who inbounded the ball over there, Godperson, came down with it on the sideline, and she was standing out of bounds. That's the first turnover on Gibbon. Adams Central inbound the ball here in their offensive zone. They get it to Gotch, and she has the ball slapped out of her hands over there by Van Meter. So just underway here at Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College here tonight. 6:40 remaining in the first quarter. It's a 5-2 ball game. The Buffaloes are out on top of Adams Central. This is a matchup of number 4 and number 5 here in the sub-district. Adams Central, a number 4-seeded team. Gibbon, a number 5-seeded team. Emily Boniface with the ball now for Adams Central. Bounce pass goes on the right side. That ball is going to be kicked over there on the wing by Melissa Baker of Gibbon. Adams Central plays things in on the far sideline. Earlier tonight, in a ball game played here in Hastings in boys' competition, Hastings St. Cecilia beat Lincoln Lutheran tonight in a makeup game. 63-57 was the final score there. The Patriots jammed the ball inside again to Niemeyer, and she's going for the traveling violation. So a couple of turnovers on Adams Central in the ball game. The Patriots with one field goal. Gibbon has hit a 3-2, and the Buffaloes have the lead by a score of 5-2. There's a pass to the far sideline. Godperson brings it into the offensive zone. Down in the corner, back outside of the wing. There's a three-pointer. It is put up there no good by Godperson. Rebound is loose here on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, the official is going to discuss things down here. They'll get into an early discussion with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play. They give the ball to Gibbon. So the Buffaloes win on baseline left side underneath their own basket. This is Micah Stahl. Stahl is averaging 5.8 points per ball game this year. She will play things in at Godperson. Back to Stahl underneath, and her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here going go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Carly Bostock. That's going to be her first team foul on the Patriots. So going to the free throw line for Gibbon is going to be Micah Stahl. Stahl, a 55% foul shooter in the season. She is 33 out of 60, and her free throw is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Gibbon is a team hitting 57% of their free throws so far this year, 28% from the field, and 26% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. She misses that one. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central as Sydney Niemeyer with the ball for the Patriots gets it away to Emily Boniface. Boniface here in backcourt picks up the dribble, gets it across the midcourt stripe now to a Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch dribbling with the ball to the right sideline, and now we got a double dribble violation call, and Gotch. Three turnovers on Adams Central now. In the first couple of minutes of the ball game, we got 5:51 to play here in the first quarter. 5-2 is the score. The Buffaloes have the lead. Gibbon will play things in. Melissa Baker has got it. Baker in backcourt will give the ball away now to Kate Baker. Gets it across the midcourt stripe there to Van Meter, and she's going to be hit from behind, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Gotch. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Patriots. Coming out of the scorers table, checking in now for Adams Central is going to be Anna Queen. Queen is averaging 2 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. She's a 5'4" junior. Also into the ball game, Georgie Johnson now for Adams Central. Johnson is a 5'8" junior. So Gibbon will play things in. There's a turnaround jumper off of the low block on the left side. A shot's up there no good by Godperson, and the rebound comes down to Boniface of Adams Central. Boniface weaving her way up the floor as it knocked loose, picked up by Johnson. Gets it back to Boniface. Brings it into the offensive zone to Anna Queen. Cross-court pass to Raider over here on the near sideline. They feed it inside down to a Niedmeyer. Turnaround jumper in the lane is going to be no good. The ball swatted out of bounds. Last touch by the Buffaloes. So it'll be Adams Central playing things in underneath their own basket. 5:20 remaining here in the first quarter. 5-2 the score. The Gibbon Buffaloes out on top. There's a pass outside. It goes to Raider. Comes across the top down on the wing. That's Queen. Her shot is in there. In and out. No good. Rebound Johnson. Follow shot. No good. And she's fouling the play. Georgie Johnson gets the offensive board. Trying to put it back through the hole, but she was fouling the play here by Emma Van Meter of Gibbon. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Gibbon Buffaloes here in the first quarter. Going to the free throw line would be Georgie Johnson now for Adams Central. Her shot is up there. She misses that one. Johnson, a 44% foul shooter in the season. She's 8 out of 18 coming in here. Adams Central is a team hitting only 48% of their free throw tosses this year. 32% from the field and 25% from three-point territory. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Gopperson for the Gibbon Buffaloes. She gets it away to Emma Van Meter. She hustles into the forecourt against Boniface, drives it down the lane, stops and pops her shot from 5 feet away. No good. Tip try up there. No good. Rebound is loose. It's going to come to the end line here. It finally goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Gibbon. Last touch by Georgie Johnson of Adams Central. Here comes Bostock back into the ball game. Here comes Brittany Wiseman in for Adams Central. 4:58 to play here in the first quarter. 5-2 is the score. The Buffaloes out on top. Gibbon has lost 14 games in a row coming into this sub-district tournament. There's a shot by Godperson. It's going to be no good off of the baseline, and the rebound comes down to Bostock of Adams Central. Gets it away to Gotch down the near sideline. Now to Anna Queen, and a traveling violation is called on Anna Queen. That is four turnovers on Adams Central. Gibbon has got one. It's a 5-2 ball game. Gibbon has got the lead. We're in the first quarter here of the girls' C-1-9 sub-district basketball tournament at Lynn Farrell Arena. Now Gibbon has the basketball swatted out of their hands here on the near sideline. It's Gopperson, all knocked out of her hands there by Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. Gopperson will inbound the ball now as they get it to Kate Baker. Baker over in the far sideline to Emma Van Meter, who brings it back to the center of the floor. Gives it away now to Kate Baker. Back outside here in three-point territory. That's Melissa Baker with the ball. Baker gets it away to Micah Stahl. Now to Emma Van Meter. Bounce pass again goes to Micah Stahl. There's a bounce pass on the left side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds there by Carly Bostock of Adams Central. So it's going to be Gibbon playing it in. Gopperson with the ball high above her head. Gets it into a Van Meter. Back to Gopperson. Takes it down to the baseline. Now an entry pass. We got a violation, a traveling violation called on Gibbon over there on the far side. That's the second turnover on the Buffalo. So a slow start here tonight in our bunny bracket game, our opening round game of the C-1-9 sub-district basketball tournament. Breaking away, driving for the hole. There is going to be Brittany Wiseman. Her shot no good. Tip try is no good by Bostock, and a foul is going to be called. Carly Bostock got the tip after the missed layup. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Melissa Baker of Gibbon. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Buffaloes. So going to the free throw line is going to be Carly Bostock for Adams Central, a 40% foul shooter on the season, and her shot is up there. That one is no good. The Patriots now 0 out of 3 from the free throw line. Gibbon is 0 out of 2 from the so-called charity stripe. Anything but charity here tonight. And Carly Bostock will have one more free throw. Bostock, a 5'11" freshman for the Patriots. She puts it up there, and the shot is going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Gibbon. Ashley Kastner has got the ball now. She just checked into the ball game there for head coach Scott Rasmussen. Gibbon 5, Adams Central 2. Playing here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. There's an entry pass poked away, and it's going to be picked up by Brittany Wiseman. Third turnover on Adams Central, and now a 2 to the whistle here in backcourt. A foul here will go on the Buffaloes. Personal foul is going to go on Ashley Kastner of Gibbon. That's going to be her first, and the second team foul on the Buffaloes. Here comes Niemeyer back into the ball game for Georgie Johnson. Here comes Brianna Schick into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Anna Queen. 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 5-2 the score. The Buffaloes have the lead. Here's Shook with the ball now for Adams Central. She dribbles with it out here in three-point territory. Sends it over here on the left side to Brittany Wiseman. Brings it out into three-point territory again. Back to the center of the floor. Gibbon is in a zone defense here against the Patriots. Back outside, Cheyenne Gotch has got it. She dribbles and now retreats. Back out to the midcourt stripe. Now she'll attack. Drives it to the right wing over there. Carly Bostock has got it, and she's been called for the double dribble violation. 5 turnovers on Adams Central here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. They took a 2-0 lead, Gibbon has come back with five straight points, and we've been stuck on this score for a while. We're down to 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Van Meter goes over to Gomperson. Gomperson, entry pass to get it inside. There's a shot in front of the hole. It's going to be no good by Kastner. Rebounded inside there by Brown, and she's going to be fouled into play. Harley Brown just checked in there. She's going to be fouled into play here by Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. That's going to be her second. Harley Brown now goes to the free throw line to try her luck for the Gibbon Buffaloes. She was mauled in the act of shooting, so she'll have a couple of shots here. 3:19 to play in the first quarter, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The two teams have combined now to go 0 for 7 from the free throw line here in the first quarter. Harley Brown will have another shot here. It's up there, and the shot is good. So they finally get one to go down, and the Gibbon Buffaloes have got the lead over Adams Central. The score is 6-2 here in girls high school basketball. Dribbling with the ball here in backcourt is Emily Boniface. Boniface gets the ball away. That's Shook with the ball now. Shook being checked back here, and now we got a timeout called from head coach Tim Marker. Tim Marker up in front of the Patriot bench. He wants to talk things over. Things not going well offensively for AC here in the first couple of minutes of this ball game. We're down to 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the first quarter. We've got a break with a score. Gibbon 6, Adams Central 2.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you tonight on The Breeze and also online at kliqfm.com, on your smartphone at m.kliqfm.com. C19 Subdistrict Basketball here tonight. The postseason gets underway. Road to the state tournament begins tonight for the Gibbon Buffaloes at Adams Central here tonight. Patriots are trailing in this ballgame by a score of 6-2. Gibbon on a 6-0 run here in this first quarter. Here's Rader taking the ball to the elbow, left side of the lane. Outside, they get the ball out there to Boniface. Works it back inside to Niemeyer. Dribbles down the lane and scores. Sidney Niemeyer puts it up there and banks one home, and the Patriots get their second field goal of the ballgame. Bostock had the other one. It's a 6-4 ball game, and now we got a foul called here as the Buffaloes brought the ball back into the offensive zone. Emily Boniface picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Van Meter was bringing the ball up there for the Buffaloes. Leah Danielson coming into the ball game now for Melissa Baker. So Danielson into the contest, averaging 2.6 points per ball game for the Buffaloes, a 5'6" senior for Gibbon. She's got the ball right now. She comes over here on the wing to Van Meter. Moves the ball down to the right side of the lane, down to the elbow. Kastner puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Danielson. Her shot is up there. That rims off, no good. Rebound comes out to Adams Central. Bostock had it. She loses the ball. It is loose and it's picked up by Gibbon, and now we got a jump ball called. And the alternating jump, and it'll stay here with the Gibbon Buffaloes. So Gibbon will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Gomperson will slap the ball here, looking for some movement, looking to play things in. Gets it in there to Danielson, back to Gomperson, now to Van Meter. Shot is up there and in. Emma Van Meter from the wing scores there for Gibbon. And the Buffaloes are out on top by a score of 8-4. Gibbon's been averaging only 36 points per ball game on offense. Adams Central's been averaging 35 points per ball game this year. And here's a personal foul called here on Harley Brown of Gibbon. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 4 on the Buffaloes. Non-shooting situation, so Adams Central will play things in. Emily Boniface here on the near sideline. Boniface gets it into Shook. Brianna Shook with the ball. Brings it down the near sideline now to Kaylee Rader. Rader picked up there by Harley Brown. Rader takes it into the lane. Bounce pass out to Shook on the wing. Her shot is up there. In and out. No good. Rebound on the baseline by Bostock. Her follow shot good. Kylie Bostock gets the offensive board in the putback. It's an 8-6 ball game. And now the inbounds pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. So it's going to be Gibbon playing it in here in backcourt. 1:40 to play here in the first quarter. 8-6 the score. The Buffaloes out on top. Here comes Shook back out of the ballgame. Back in there is Brittany Wiseman. Head coach Tim Marker and the Patriots. Adams Central applying the pressure here in backcourt. Here's Gomperson getting inbound the ball. She does. Gets it away to Van Meter. Winds her way up the floor here. Van Meter gets it ahead to Aaliyah Danielson. Back out to Van Meter. Her shot from just inside the ring is going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Is brought down by Carly Bostock. Bostock has got it for Adams Central. Out of the pass to the far sideline to Niemeyer. Niemeyer now to Brittany Wiseman into the forecourt to Boniface. There's a pass down on the baseline, and a foul's going to be called. As a Raider was moving the ball from the right corner toward the goal, and she was fouling the play there. Personal is going to be whistled on the Kastner. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 on the Buffaloes in the first quarter. And now Kaylee Raider goes to the free throw line for the Patriots. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. Adam Central now 1 out of 5 on free throws tonight. Raider is a 50% foul shooter in the season. She's now, 12 out of 23 from the free throw line. Attack on one right there. Raiders hitting 36% from the field and 29% from three-point territory this year. Here comes the next shot by Raider. That's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Gibbon. That's Van Meter. She has the ball knocked loose down here. The ball is loose on the baseline. And finally, we got a jump ball call down there. As a Raider was down on the floor scrambling for that loose ball with Emma Van Meter. The alternating jump will go to Adams Central, so the Patriots will have the ball here. 8-7 to score. Adams Central can take their second lead of the ball game with a field goal right here, as they scored the first 2 points of the ball game before Gibbon came back to score 6 straight. AC has got the ball out here. This is going to be a Wiseman. Bounce pass on the wing and right side. Now down in the corner. That's Niemeyer. Back out to Raider. To Wiseman. Now they work over here on the left side to Emily Boniface. Dribbles the elbow left side of the lane to Raider. Top of the key now to Wiseman and a traveling violation. Traveling violation called on Wiseman. That's the 7th turnover on the Patriots here in the first quarter of play. 50.6 seconds to play here in the opening period from Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College tonight. 8-7 to score. The Buffaloes have the lead over the Adams Central Patriots. Gibbon will inbound here on the near sideline. That's Macy Milks, who's into the ball game now for Gibbon. She's got the ball. Milks goes to the far sideline now to Kate Baker. Baker brings it back here to Harley Brown. Brown dribbling with the ball here on the near sideline. The ball is going to be poked away. The scramble is on. Now we got a jump ball. Nope, we got a foul called here. That's going to go on Brown, who is trying to regain possession of that ball. She picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the Buffaloes here in the first quarter. And Adams Central inbound the ball here in backcourt. 39.3 seconds to play in the opening period. 8-7. The Buffaloes have the lead over the Patriots. Inbounding the ball back here will be Georgie Johnson, who's back into the ball game now for Adams Central. Goes to Anna Queen, who's back into the contest. Long pass ahead to get it to Bostock. No, to Niemeyer, and she's called for the steps. Niemeyer was leading the break back the other way, and she's called for the traveling violation. That's 8 turnovers on Adams Central here in the first quarter. Gibbon has got 4. We've had 15 points scored between the two teams. Adams Central nearly steals the inbounds pass, but unable to hang on to it. Over there was Wiseman as she tried to save it right back into the hands of Baker for the Gibbon Buffaloes, as Baker brings it back into the offensive zone and has the ball tapped out of her hands there by Wiseman again on the far sideline. So Gibbon will play things in with 19 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Coming back into the contest now will be Emily Boniface for Adams Central. It'll be Gibbon inbounding the ball on the far sideline. That's a Macy Milks. She will inbound the ball here for Gibbon. Looking. Finally gets it into the corner, and a foul is going to be called. Georgie Johnson over the back of Harley Brown picks up the personal foul here. So Johnson picks up her first personal. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Adams Central, a non-shooting situation. So Gibbon will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Re-entering the ball game now, Taylor Gomperson. Checking out will be Macy Milks, and now Gomperson will inbound the ball, baseline right side. Gets it in over there to Treadway, down in the corner. A shot by Gomperson is no good. Rebound comes out of Boniface for Adams Central. Boniface gets it away to Brittany Wiseman, dribbling the ball to the far sideline. Back to Emily Boniface across the 10-second line to Georgie Johnson. Pulls up on the wing. Her pass left side of the lane is tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by Nicole Treadway of Gibbon. Now Adams Central has got 1.5 seconds to play in this first quarter, inbound the ball. It's going to be Emily Boniface inbounding from deep in the corner. Down here on the near sideline, Boniface will go cross court with it. They get it to Georgie Johnson, who gets it away. There's a shot at the buzzer. It's going to be good. Does it count? Yes. Brittany Wiseman throws up the three-pointer from the right side over there. And Adams Central is going to have the lead after the first quarter. So Brittany Wiseman nails a tray at the end of the first quarter here at the buzzer, and Adams Central will have the lead after one quarter in the girls' Class C19 sub-district basketball tournament. One quarter in the book tonight. The score, the Adams Central Patriots 10, Gibbon 8.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight from Lynn Farrell Arena at the Osborne Sports Complex. The girls' Class C1 9 sub-district basketball tournament. Gibbon trailing Adams Central after 1-10-8. The winner plays again tomorrow night against the top seed, the Minden Whippets, at 6 o'clock here at Lynn Farrell Arena. The second ball game tomorrow, Kearney Catholic against Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll have both of those games tomorrow here on the Breeze. Gibbon with the opening possession, but they turn the ball away here. The fifth turnover on Gibbon. Adams Central has got it down the far sideline, so the Patriots have a two-point lead. 10-8 is the score. Rader has it, has it deflected from her. Bostock picks it up, goes over to Boniface. Now to the right side, a three-pointer thrown up there. It's no good by Cheyenne Gotch. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Gibbon basketball. So Adams Central had a 2-0 lead, then trailed throughout much of the first quarter until Brittany Wiseman throws up a three-pointer at the buzzer. You have Adams Central a 10-8 lead over Gibbon as we're playing now in the second quarter. Here's Emma Van Meter with the ball on the wing on the left side. Gets it back out here in three-point territory to Baker. Now left side, a three-pointer jacked up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. That three thrown up there by Kate Baker. Patriots coming back the other way. Gotch driving for the hole. A big collision, and a foul is going to be called. A blocking foul is going to be called here on the Buffaloes under the hole on the drive. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Micah Stahl. That's going to be your first. Going to the free throw line is going to be Cheyenne Gotch, a 55% foul shooter. Gibbon in the first quarter, 3 out of 11 from the field for 27%. As a shot is missed up there by Gotch, she'll get one more. Adams Central is 4 out of 9 for 44%. The Patriots 1 out of 2 on three-pointers for 50%. The Buffaloes 1 out of 3 for 33% as the second shot goes down through the hole. Rebounds were even at 8 apiece. Adams Central had 7 turnovers in the first quarter, 5 for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And now Adams Central has opened up an 11-8 lead over Gibbon. Now we got a personal foul called here. As Gibbon was bringing the ball up, AC is whistled for the personal. That's going to be on Georgie Johnson. Johnson picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation, so Gibbon will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket here. Gomperson will inbound the ball here for the Buffaloes. Looking. Finally goes down in the corner. That's Baker. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. One shot and done. Ball is going to be recovered here by Georgie Johnson. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be deflected away. The ball goes out of bounds. It was not deflected out of her hands. That was Cheyenne Gotch losing the ball out of bounds there for Adams Central on the break. 9 turnovers in AC. Gibbon has got 5 so far here in the second quarter. And Gibbon will inbound the ball again down the far sideline. That's a Baker with it. Gets it ahead. Down in the corner. And Emily Boniface knocks down a Buffalo down there in the corner. That was Melissa Baker who was took a dive out there. And Emily Boniface picks up her second personal foul now for Adams Central. Here comes Brittany Wiseman back into the ballgame now for AC, replacing Emily Boniface. Going to the free throw line will be Melissa Baker for Gibbon. She had a three-pointer in the first quarter for the Buffaloes. She's a 53% foul shooter in the season, and her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Melissa Baker cans a free throw here, and it's an 11-9 ball game now. The Patriots with a two-point lead. Baker will have one more. Baker scored 3 points in the first two games between these two teams. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kylie Bostock. Bostock has got it for Adams Central to the far sideline to Wiseman. Gets the ball ahead. The Cheyenne Gotch down to Rader. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Gomperson for the Gibbon Buffaloes. She's got it here in backcourt and gets it away to Van Meter. Emma Van Meter winds her way up the floor here. Comes to the near sideline now to Melissa Baker. She holds the ball here against Kaylee Rader. Out here in 3 points here, it's way to Kate Baker. Her pass to the far sideline is deflected out of bounds. And they give the ball to Gibbon. Last touched over there by Cheyenne Gotch. So Taylor Gomperson will inbound the ball here for the Buffaloes. Gets it into Melissa Baker. Hands it back to Gomperson. Right here at the top of the three-point circle. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. They tried to work it inside. The ball is intercepted there by Bostock of Adams Central. Another two to the whistle. And another foul is going to be called here on the Buffaloes. That's going to go on Emma Van Meter. That's going to be her second personal foul. Gibbon is already over the seven-foul limit here, so we got a one-and-one. This will be the eighth team foul in the Buffaloes. Going to the free throw line will be Gotch. This will be a one-and-one situation. Cheyenne with 1 point in the ball game. Her shot is up there. That one is off of the mark. No good, and the ball goes up over the glass and out of play, out of bounds. So it's 6-10 remaining here in the second quarter. Adams Central will stay here on defense. They'll apply some backcourt pressure. They've got the lead, 11-9 over the Buffaloes. They will play things into Melissa Baker, not at Gomperson, as she runs it back the other way here for the Buffaloes, brings it into the offensive zone, gives it away to Melissa Baker out near the 10-second line. Baker dribbling with the ball, hands it away now to Micah Stahl, dribbles down the lane. There's a pass down to Gomperson on the baseline. Her shot from 5 feet away is no good, but she's fouling the play. So some dribble penetration and a dump off down on the left side of the lane. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Sydney Niemeyer of Adams Central. That's going to be her first. Gomperson to the free throw line now for Gibbon, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gomperson, a 65% foul shooter in the season. She misses her first attempt here tonight. She will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. They miss another one. And the rebound comes down to Bostock for Adams Central. So it's an 11-9 ball game now. Adams Central with a 2-point lead, 5:44 to play here in the second quarter from Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College. Brittany Wiseman with the ball here for the Patriots out here in 3-point territory. Bounce pass to Rader on the deep wing right side. Gets it back to Wiseman. Top of the key. There's a pass to the far sideline, and Niemeyer takes it down on the baseline. Little 10-footer is up there and in. Sydney Niemeyer scoring. She got 4 points in the ball game. 13-9 now. Patriots with a 4-point lead. There's Emma Van Meter with the ball. Van Meter gets it over here to Kate Baker. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Stops there. Gets it to Van Meter, and she is ducked on the play here by Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman is hit with her first personal foul here for the Patriots. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Adams Central in the first half. Emma Van Meter goes to the free throw line now for Gibbon. Van Meter has hit a field goal for 2 points so far tonight. Here comes Georgie Johnson back into the ball game. Anna Queen comes in as well for head coach Tim Marker. 5:13 to play in the second quarter, 13-9. Adams Central with the lead. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in. Emma Van Meter nails her first charity toss here. 40% of the season coming in here. She's 10 out of 25. Gibbon is a team hitting 57% of their foul shots. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So a 2-for-2 effort here from the charity stripe by Emma Van Meter. And the Buffaloes are back to within 2 points. 13-11 is the score. Anna Queen has got it for Adams Central. Goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. Another turnover on Adams Central. Trying to get the ball over there to Cheyenne Gotts. That's 10 turnovers on Adams Central here in the first half. And now Gibbon head coach Scott Rasmussen wants to call a timeout. Gibbon will talk things over. 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 13, Gibbon 11.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Top team in the pit will play the winner of this ball game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, followed by Kearney Catholic against Hastings St. Cecilia at 7:45. We'll have both of those games for you tomorrow here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Then the winners will play for the sub-district final on Thursday night, beginning at 7 o'clock. We'll also have that game for you here on The Breeze. Adams Central is hocking Gibbon here down far sideline, and Gibbon lost the ball out of bounds. So the seventh turnover on the Buffaloes here. Adams Central gets the ball back. 13-11 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead by a couple of points on the high post. They get the ball to Niemeyer. She is hit from behind, and an offensive foul is going to be called. So Sydney Niemeyer is going to be hit with an offensive foul here. She was kind of checked from behind, and she kind of shoves back and gets hit with a personal foul herself. So Niemeyer picks up her second. Pressure by the Patriots here in backcourt. As Gibbon will bring the ball up, trailing by 2 points. It's 13-11. Here's Van Meter with the ball. Comes to the right side of the floor now. Van Meter stops, left open in 3 point territory, but passes up the shot. Here's Stahl. Stahl at the right wing as it knocked loose. Scramble is on, and it's going to be brought down by Adam Central. Cheyenne Gotch rips the ball out of there for the Patriots to the far sideline now. To Anna Queen, back to Gotch down the left sideline. And now she drives for the hole, and she's going to be fouling the play. Cheyenne Gotch is fouled in the play here by Micah Stahl of Gibbon. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line for Adam Central is going to be Cheyenne Gotch. 1 out of 3 from the line so far tonight. Her shot is up there is good. So Gotch will have another one. Into the ball game now is going to be Carly Bostock. Adam Central replacing Sydney Niemeyer. Here comes Ashley Kastner back into the ball game for the Buffaloes, replacing Micah Stahl. Also coming in again is going to be Anna Queen, replacing Brittany Wiseman. 14-11. The Patriots have a 3-point lead. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It is good. So Wiseman, whether a Gotch hits a second free throw here, it's now 15-11. Adam Central has got the lead. Pressure again by the Patriots here in backcourt. Emma Van Meter dribbling on the ball. Brings it up against Boniface. Brings it into the offensive zone there. Gopperson sets a screen right at the 10-second line. There's Emma Van Meter dribbling with the ball now to the right side. Kate Baker has got it, trying to dribble it. It's knocked away, picked up by Van Meter. She slides it toward the bucket. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Boniface for Adam Central. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. That's Cheyenne Gotch with the ball. There's a bounce pass to Queen. Her shot is up and in. Anna Queen gets the field goal there. Cheyenne Gotch will get the assist. And the Patriots now have a 6-point advantage at 17-11. Now we got a jump ball called here in backcourt, as Emma Van Meter ran into a lot of traffic there, and she's tying up on the play. That's 9 turnovers now on Gibbon, 10 on Adams Central. Patriots will play things in. Gotch here inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass to Bostock. Her shot is up and in. Probably Bostock scores from the right side. And now Scott Rasmussen wants to call a timeout as the Patriots have opened up an 8-point lead here in the second quarter. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the second. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 19, Gibbon 11.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight, the C-19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament from Lynn Farrell Arena on the Hastings College campus. Adams Central with a lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes. The score 19-11. Again, pressure here in backcourt. Another jump ball is going to be called. This time the possession arrow pointing in favor of the Buffaloes. So Gibbon will inbound the ball. Gomperson will get it here to Emma Van Meter as they hustle into the forecourt. Hands it back away to a Gomperson, left side of the lane. Double team, Gomperson, bounce pass here to Melissa Baker. Baker picked up by Boniface of Adams Central as the Patriots are in the man-to-man defense. 19-11, Adams Central has got the lead. Emma Van Meter with the ball in 3-point territory to Melissa Baker. Baker picked up there by Emily Boniface. The ball tipped away, picked back up. Gets into the hands now of Kate Baker out here between the rings. There's a bounce pass on a high post. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Taken away there by Georgie Johnson for Adams Central. Gets it ahead to Anna Queen, and she's called for the traveling violation. 11 turnovers on Adams Central, 10 on Gibbon. End of the ball game now for the Patriots will be Wiseman. Going out will be Boniface. Also down to the scores table will be Raider. She checks in, and coming out will be Cheyenne Gotch. 3:03 to play here in the second quarter, 19-11. Adams Central has got the lead over the Buffaloes here tonight. There's a Van Meter with the ball, boots it to the left side of the floor. Baker down in the corner, brings it back to Gomperson on the wing. Gomperson dribbling with the ball there. Out in 3 points there, it's right. Two-handed pass goes inside of Van Meter. Her shot from right in front of the hole is no good. Gets her own rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Bostock for Adams Central. Outlet pass comes to Whitney, or rather to Brittany Wiseman as he dribbles up the floor. And a palming violation is called on Wiseman as she brings it across the mid-court stripe here. That's 12 turnovers now for EC. And it's going to be Gibbon inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Gomperson will inbound the ball here for the Buffaloes. Will play things in. That's a Van Meter. Now to Gomperson again as he will bring things up. Georgie Johnson right in her grill defensively as Gomperson forces her way into the offensive zone. Goes down in the corner to Melissa Baker. Her shot for three. No good. Rebound Gomperson. She loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. We got a jump ball called. And a possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Patriots. So AC will play things in. Here comes Shook back into the ball game now for Adams Central. Coming out will be Anna Queen. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 19-11 is the score. The Patriots have the lead over the Buffaloes. Here comes Harley Brown back into the ball game now for Gibbon. Nicole Treadway also comes back in there. The Buffaloes are trailing by 8. Adams Central led by 2 at the end of the first quarter, 10-8. Here's Rader with the ball now. Gets it to Shook. And Shook will bring things up for Adams Central into the offensive zone. The ball poked away, but Shook gets it under control. On the high post to Bostock, turns around to free throw line, throws it up there. The shot no good. Long rebound comes out here to Emma Van Meter. Van Meter looks up, a one-on-four break, and she'll curl back around, get the ball to Gomperson for three. Her shot is up there. That's too strong. Rebound, Gomperson again. She flips the ball away. It's going to be retrieved here by the Buffaloes. Treadway has got it now. Treadway keeps it alive. Now it's a Van Meter out here in 3 points, and it's already picked up by Rader for Adams Central. Here's Emma Van Meter. Jump pass goes down low on the baseline to Brown. And the traveling violation is called on Harley Brown. 11 turnovers on the Buffaloes. Into the ball game now for Adams Central. Coming in for the Patriots will be Hamburger into the ball game now. Amy Hamburger, 5'8" junior. Here comes Adams Central's Brittany Shuck with the ball. She has problems with the dribble. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touchdown here by Nicole Treadway. So Adams Central playing things in right in front of the scorer's table. Riley Bostock comes over here. She's got 6 points already and 3 field goals. She will play things in. That's a Wiseman with it. Wiseman on the wing on the left side, the deep wing. She dribbles with the ball. It's going to be off of her toes, and now they're going to pick it up on the far sideline. Shook gets it to Bostock at the free throw line. Turnaround jumper is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Nicole Treadway of Gibbon. Gets it into the hands of Van Meter. Here come the Buffaloes now, trailing by 8 points, 19-11. And another traveling violation. Another turnover. That's 12 turnovers on Gibbon, 12 on Adams Central. A 19-11 ball game in favor of the Patriots here in the second quarter with a 1:20 left on the clock. Carly Bostock will play things in here for Adams Central. She will get things in to a Brittany Wiseman. Steps it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass to Bostock on the wing. Shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And it's a last touch there by the Gibbon Buffaloes. Harley Brown was the last to touch it there for Gibbon. So Adams Central will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brianna Shook goes down in the corner. Dribbling the ball is Rader. Comes outside of the wing to a Wiseman. Wiseman, high post out of Bostock, gives it away to Wiseman. Dribbles down the right side of the lane, forces up a shot, goes through the hole, and she's fouling the play. Brittany Wiseman, who threw up the three-pointer at the end of the first quarter, throws up a prayer there. It is answered as it goes through the hole and one, as a Brittany Wiseman will get a free throw here. She was fouling the play by Gomperson of Gibbon. That's going to be her first. So Wiseman, 5 points in the ball game. She'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Jamie Gilbert coming into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Hamburger. Into the ball game now for Gibbon is going to be Melissa Baker. Into the ball game for the Buffaloes, Leah Danielson. 1 minute and 5 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central has got their biggest lead of the ball game now at 10 points at 21-11. As Wiseman will have a free throw, throws it up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It is no good. Offensive rebound to Bostock. Her shot no good. Rebound is loose underneath the hole again. This time it's going to be brought down by Gomperson for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Down the far sideline, she runs into Shook. Brings it into the offensive zone. Gopperson now picks up the dribble. Two-handed pass goes over to Van Meter, and she loses the ball out of bounds. A hard pass to Emma Van Meter. She couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds, and that's the 13th turnover on Gibbon. The Patriots have scored the last 8 points in the ballgame. And Adams Central has got the ball back again here in the second period, under a minute to play. Here's Bostock. She has problems with the ball, loses control of it, and is picked up here by Melissa Baker. Baker has got it for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Brings it down the right sideline, stomps out here in the three-point territory. Gets it in the hands of the Taylor Gopperson. On the left side of the lane to Danielson, and a traveling violation is called on Leah Danielson. That's 14 turnovers on Gibbon now as Danielson is whistled for the extra steps. 30.7 seconds to play here in this second quarter. It's a 21-11 ball game. The Patriots have a 10-point lead here in this one. As Adams Central will play things in, Raider has got the ball. Raider goes to Anna Queen. Now to Raider again into the offensive zone. Moves it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Reverses the ball, gets to the Wiseman, drives down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. We got a foul call on the rebound. A personal foul going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go on Adams Central. It goes on Wiseman. That's going to be her second. That's going to be 10 fouls plus in the Patriots. So now Gibbon will have a chance at a 1-1 here at the other end. Harley Brown will go to the free throw line for Gibbon. She has 1 out of 2 there so far tonight. This will be a 1-1 situation. Looks at the basket, throws it up there. The shot good. She will get one more. Brown is averaging 3 points per ball game for the Buffaloes this year. The Adams Central lead is now 9 at 21-12. As Brown will have one more, puts it up there. The shot is off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes out of Jamie Gilbert for Adams Central to Anna Queen. Down the right sideline, stops, and now comes across the midcourt stripe and knocks down Harley Brown. And Brown's going to be hit with a personal foul. Harley Brown gets hit with a third personal foul here for the Buffaloes. Now Adams Central will shoot free throws. With 10.9 seconds remaining here in the second period. 21-12 is the score. Macy Milks comes out of the scorer's table. She will check in here for Gibbon. There's a shot from the free throw line by Queen. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Queen will have one more. Sarah Allen coming to the ball game now for Adams Central. Allen is a 5'6" sophomore. End of the ball game for Gibbon is going to be Emma Van Meter. She's going to replace Danielson. 21-12 the score with 10 minutes, actually 10.9 seconds remaining. There's Anna Queen. Her free throw is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gopperson for Gibbon as she runs it down the far sideline. And we got contact made, and the ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central ball. Gopperson losing the ball out of her hands there. She runs right into Anna Queen. Queen went down, no foul called. But Gibbon turns the ball over for the 15th time here in this first half. 4 seconds to play. Here's Raider with the ball. Goes to Anna Queen. Launches up a 3-yard shot. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. 1 quarter in the books here tonight. And the actually 2 quarters in the books. 1 half is completed here in the girls C19 sub-district basketball tournament. And the score at halftime, Adams Central 21, Gibbon 12. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. And on your smartphones tonight at m.KLIQFM.com. Adams Central out on top of the Gibbon Buffaloes tonight by a score of 21-12 here at halftime. Anything but pretty here in the first half. Both teams being hit with turnovers. A lot of fouls here in the first 2 quarters. Adams Central is building a 9-point lead here at halftime, 21-12. Gibbon has not scored since the 2-minute and 8-second mark of the first quarter. No field goals for the Buffaloes in period number two. All their scoring, that was 4 points, came from the free throw line as Adams Central outscored them 11-4 in the second period. Adams Central hit the first field goal of the ball game tonight, but then Gibbon came back to score 6 straight points. Adams Central was trailing 8-7 in the final seconds of the first quarter when Brittany Wiseman threw up a 3-pointer from the right side at the buzzer that went down through the hole. Adams Central had the lead after the period at 10-8, just their second lead in that first period. Adams Central then hit a free throw at the beginning of the second quarter to make it 11-8. They got out to a 13-11 advantage in that second quarter and then scored 6 straight points to grab a 19-11 advantage over Gibbon. And again, the Buffaloes had a tough time getting anything going offensively during that second quarter as they have been without a field goal since the 2-minute and 8-second mark of the first quarter. So Gibbon has went 10 minutes plus without hitting a field goal here in this basketball game against the Adams Central Patriot defense. So Adams Central has got the lead here at halftime. The score is 21-12. You're listening to girls high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, and the halftime show is brought to you by Allen's. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We'll see what not sub-district basketball tournament tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The winner of this ball game will play again tomorrow. They'll face the number one seed here in this sub-district tournament, the second-ranked Minden Whippets. That will be the 6 o'clock ball game tomorrow night. Then the second game at 7:45 will pit Kearney Catholic up against Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow night. Then the two winners will meet on Thursday in the sub-district final beginning at 7 o'clock. All those games coming up here at Lynn Frel Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex on the campus of Hastings College. We'll have all the games from the C19 sub-district basketball tournament right here on The Breeze. So it's 21-12 to score in halftime. Adams Central has got the lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes tonight. Gibbon has had only 4 players that have scored so far. Melissa Baker has knocked down a 3-pointer, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 4. Emma Van Meter has got 4 points. She has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Then we've got to Taylor Gopperson. She has got a field goal for 2. She is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Harley Brown is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has got 2 points. Gibbon is 5 out of 12 in this first half of play from the free throw line, and unofficially Gibbon has turned the ball over a total of 16 times here in the basketball game. Adams Central, they have committed 13 turnovers here in the first half. They're being led by Brittany Wiseman. She nailed that 3-pointer at the end of the first quarter, and she's added a two-point field goal here in the second period. And she is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points to lead the way here for the Patriots. Sydney Niemeyer has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Cheyenne Gotch is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line for only points here in the first half. Carly Bostock has also got 6 points. Actually, she's leading the way here for the Patriots tonight. She's got 3 field goals and 6. She is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Other scorers, Anna Queen has got a field goal and 2 points. Kaylee Rader is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 1. So Carly Bostock has got 6. Brittany Wiseman has got 5. Sydney Niemeyer has got 4. Cheyenne Gotch has got 3, Anna Queen with 2, and Kaylee Rader with 1 point here in the first half for Adams Central, and the Patriots are out on top of Gibbon by the score of 21-12. You are listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show here tonight on The Breeze. We'll have more right after this.
Sportsman says it's time for change. Change in your pocket, in your car, or in your couch. All you need is a penny to get your first beer every Wednesday and Thursday from 4 to 7 at Sportsman's. Want a tub of beer? Okay, that won't take much change either. How about $10 a tub every Wednesday and Thursday night from 4 until 7 at Sportsman's? So make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and make a change and get some change with Penny Beers.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, you're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex, Adams Central. Out on top of the Gibbon Buffaloes in girls high school basketball. The score is 21-12. Got the shooting numbers in on the ball game here tonight. Adams Central, 8 out of 19 from the field so far for 42%. Gibbon is just 3 out of 17 for 18%. The Buffaloes were 0 for 6 in the second quarter of play. Adams Central hitting 25% from three-point territory. They're 1 out of 4. The Gibbon Buffaloes also 1 out of 4 from three-point range for 25%. Rebounds, Adams Central has got 16. Gibbon has got 15. The Buffaloes out-rebounding Adams Central on the offensive glass by a margin of 7 to 4. Turnovers, a big part of this first half. Hastings Adams Central has got 13 turnovers. They had 7 in the first quarter and 6 more in the second. Gibbon has got 5 turnovers in the first quarter, 11 in the second. They've got 16 turnovers at halftime. Adams Central has got 5 steals. Gibbon has got 1. Neither team has got a blocked shot in the basketball game here tonight. Adams Central from the free throw line, 4 out of 14 in the first half for 29%. Gibbon is 5 out of 12 for 42%. Again, 21-12 is our score here at halftime. Adams Central with the lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes. Sub-district basketball getting underway tonight in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Some of the other tournaments going on tonight. You've got the C1-2 sub-district tournament at Seward tonight. Fairbury is playing Wilbur Claytonia this evening. Also tonight, C2-4 at Aurora. It is Wood River playing Donovan Trumbull tonight. The winner will get the top seed Centura tomorrow at 6, followed by Ravenna against Shelton at 7:30 tomorrow night. Also at the CJ Middle School in Minden tonight, it's a D1-9 tournament opener as Franklin is playing Wilcox Hildreth. D1-2 at York High School tonight, you've got Harvard playing McCool Junction. Just down the street here, D27 at Hastings St. Cecilia, the Chapman Gym. You've got a opening round game tonight with Red Cloud taking on Heartland Lutheran. We've got the second half coming up here. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show here tonight. Our score to break, Adams Central 21, Gibbon 12. We'll have the second half after this.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're into the second half now. Adams Central and Gibbon here tonight in girls high school basketball. The Buffaloes will have the opening possession of the second half. Emma Van Meter and Melissa Baker with 4 points apiece so far for Gibbon. They've had only 4 girls score. 12 points on the scoreboard, and they start off the second half with a turnover out here in three-point territory. 17 turnovers now on Gibbon here in the ball game. Adams Central has got the ball back in their offensive end. Gotch entry pass to get it inside to Bostock. She turns around, and the ball is going to be knocked out of her hands. It's picked up here by Van Meter for Gibbon. Emma Van Meter brings the ball up the floor here against Sydney Niemeyer of Adams Central. Over on the far sideline, they get it over there to Melissa Baker. Baker now to Kate Baker. Back to Melissa on the far sideline. Gets away. Comes back out to Van Meter just inside the ring. Her shot is up and in. Emma Van Meter scores. That breaks a 10-minute-plus scoring drought here from the field for Gibbon. It's now a 21-14 ball game. Early in this third quarter with 7:08 to play. Here's Niemeyer dribbling inside. Puts up a shot off the window. It's around the rim and down. Sidney Niemeyer now has 6 points in the ball game for the Patriots. 23-14. Adam Central with a 9-point lead. Jopperson with the ball in backcourt. Gets it across the midcourt stripe to Emma Van Meter. Now to Melissa Baker on the far sideline. Goes down in the corner to Micah Stahl. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Emily Boniface. Boniface dribbling with the ball here for Adams Central. Weaves her way up to floor. Now we get a foul called here on the Buffaloes. It's going to go on Baker. That's going to be her second. That is Melissa Baker there for Gibbon, picking up her second personal foul. First team foul there called on Gibbon since halftime. Coming out for Adams Central is going to be Emily Boniface. Checking in there is going to be Brittany Wiseman, who had 5 points there in the first half. Adams Central playing things in. This is Cheyenne Gotch with the ball. Gotch dribbling with it here on the wing on the right side. Dribble penetration. Wings are backed out there on the wing on the left side. And a three-pointer put up there and in. Brittany Wiseman nails her second tray of the ball game. She's got 8 points, and the Patriots now lead by a score of 26-14, their biggest lead of the ball game. Here's Melissa Baker with the ball. Comes across the top to Gopperson. She holds it. Entry pass to get it inside to Van Meter. Van Meter gives it away to Stahl. Back out to Gopperson on the wing on the left side of the lane. Entry pass again. They get it inside to Stahl. Back on the right side. There's a shot put up there and in. Just inside the three-point arc. That's Melissa Baker scoring there for Gibbon. And it's a 26-16 ball game. Adams Central with a 10-point lead. Patriots working with the ball against pressure. Here's a Wiseman with it now. Down in the corner. Brittany gets it back. Here's a long three put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Raider for Adams Central. Kaylee Raider gets it back out here on the wing to Brittany Wiseman. Down in the corner, Raider for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up again by Adams Central. Here's Cheyenne Gotch with the ball. Third time could be a charm here. At the free throw line is Niemeyer in a traveling violation. So a traveling violation called there, and Sidney Niemeyer. Gibbon will get the ball back here. 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. Adams Central with a 10-point lead over Gibbon. 26-16. The winner plays again tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and the loser finished for the season. Sub-district basketball underway here tonight across the Cornhusker State. Here's Emma Van Meter down in the corner. Here's a long-range three, put up there and in. Kate Baker scoring a three from the right corner. And Gibbon is back to within 7 points now at 26-19. The Buffaloes now have the momentum here. Adams Central with the ball. Cheyenne Gotch dribbles down the right side of the lane. Stops, goes to Bostock. Bostock out on top, now to Raider. Comes across the top to Wiseman. He's over on the left side. That's Niemeyer. She wheels, and a traveling violation has been called here on Sidney Niemeyer. Turnover number 15 on the Patriots. Niemeyer trying a spinning move on the left side of the lane, and a traveling violation is called there. Here's an inbounds pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Wiseman. She has it knocked loose. Now it's picked up by Raider. That's a turnover on Gibbon, so the Patriots have the ball back again. Here's a shot by Bostock off of the baseline. It's up and in. Bostock drives it toward the goal and just stops down there about 5 feet away on the baseline and hits it. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and the Buffaloes are now trailing by 9 points at 28-19. Here's Taylor Gopperson with the ball out here in three-point territory. Gopperson gets it away now to a Micah Stahl. Stahl, bounce pass comes here to Emma Van Meter. Dribbles once to Melissa Baker. Now we got a whistle underneath the hole here and a foul called. Nope, a three-second violation called and given. Three-second violation called on the Buffaloes. That's turnover number 19 on Gibbon. Bostock will come out. Here comes Georgie Johnson back into the ballgame now. Adams Central, 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the third. 28-19, Adams Central has got the lead over the Buffs. There's Emily Boniface with the ball. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Goes cross-court now to Anna Queen. Gets it out here to Shook, who sends it over to Boniface. Mishandles the ball, but picks it up here on the baseline. Boniface now to Shook, wings it to the left side to Anna Queen from 15. Shot good. Anna Queen scoring from the left side of the lane there. She's got 14, actually 4 points in the ballgame. 30-19. Here's a steal now in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. Boniface came down with the ball, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Gibbon. Emma Van Meter picks up her third. So again, Gibbon turning the ball away here in backcourt, and then they commit the personal foul. Anna Queen will play things in just the left side of the Patriot bench down here. As Queen will get it in to Emily Boniface. Boniface dribbling with the ball. Takes it out here into three-point territory. Gibbon is now in a man-to-man defense. They started off zone tonight. They're now in a man-to-man defense. They're Shook with the ball. Free throw line extended to the left sideline. The Boniface. Now the right side to Queen. Entry pass to get it inside. There's a shot taken by Niemeyer. No good. And she draws a personal foul. Niemeyer draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Gafferson. That's going to be her second. That's going to send Niemeyer to the free throw line here as she was hacked in the arm. Niemeyer has got 3 field goals and 6 points so far here in this ball game. Niemeyer puts it up there, and the shot is no good. An air ball thrown up to the free throw line. She'll have another one. Niemeyer, a 41% foul shooter on the season. She misses badly there as Sydney will have another shot for the Patriots. 30-19, Adams Central with an 11-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Harley Brown for Gibbon as she runs her back the other way with a right-handed roll. So the Buffaloes down by 11. Melissa Baker with the ball for Gibbon out here in three-point territory to Harley Brown. Mishandles it. Now picks it back up. Goes down in the corner. That's a Van Meter with the ball. Van Meter now to Melissa Baker. Entry pass to get it inside to Brown. Kicks it back out to Gopperson for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's brought down here by Baker. Shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Long pass ahead. They get the ball to Niemeyer. Has it tipped away by Brown. Niemeyer's got it now for Adams Central. To Georgie Johnson at the free throw line. Bounce pass inside to Shook. And shot is up and in. Brianna Shook scoring there for Adams Central. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And the Patriots have their biggest lead of the contest now at 13 points at 32-19. With 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play. Emma Van Meter, now we've got an offensive foul called here as Emily Boniface was decked out here just across the mid-court stripe. Harley Brown is going to be hit with a blocking foul. That's going to be her fourth. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Buffaloes. And for the Gibbon Buffaloes will be Leah Danielson. Now head coach Scott Rasmussen wants to call a timeout. Scott Rasmussen calls a timeout here. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 32, Gibbon 19.
Allied Insurance, a nationwide company, and Raider Insurance, your local Allied agents, a winning combination. As Allied Insurance agents, Raider Insurance will help you get the best coverage at the best price for your auto, home, or business. Allied Insurance is an equal housing opportunity insurer. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. And Raider Insurance, supporting local and area students and student athletes. 1130 West 2nd, Hastings, and at RaiderInsurance.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tomorrow night, one of the semifinals here in the C19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament. Winner of this ball game will play Minden at 6 o'clock, followed by Kearney Catholic against Hastings St. Cecilia at 7:45. Both games here on The Breeze. And over on 12:30 a.m., KHIS will have Hastings College basketball tomorrow night. Hastings College women will move on into Seward to take on the second-ranked team in the nation, the Concordia Bulldogs, on there with the pregame show at 7:45, 8 o'clock for the tip. The Broncos and the Concordia Bulldogs tomorrow on 12:30 a.m., KHIS. 32-19 is the score here. Adams Central has got a 13-point lead. Patriots with the ball. There's a long-range jumper from the corner. It's going to be no good there by Sydney Bernacek, who just checked into the ball game, and the ball is lost out of bounds here off of the Gibbon Buffalo. So Adams Central will play things in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. As they get it into Georgie Johnson, out of Anna Queen, brings it back down in the corner to Bernacek. Her shot is up there and in. Sydney Bernacek scoring there for Adams Central Patriots, a 12-footer off of the left baseline, and Adams Central has got a 15-point lead. There's Gibbon coming back as shot put up there by Danielson. It's going to be up and in. Leah Danielson just dribbles down the floor. Nobody picked her up, and she dribbled right to the free throw line and put it down through the hole. 34-21. Adams Central with a 13-point lead. Bernacek again, same spotter, shot up and in. Sydney Bernacek scoring back-to-back field goals here for the Patriots. On the short baseline left side, she's now got 4 points. Adams Central again leading by 15, 36-21. There's a shot in the lane. It's up and in. Emma Van Meter. Emma Van Meter now with 8 points in the ball game, so he's a rush of scoring here all of a sudden. There's Niemeyer. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball comes to the corner. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be given basketball. Here comes Cheyenne Gotch back into the ball game. Carly Bostock checks in there as well. Adams Central now with a 13-point lead, 36-23. Earlier tonight at the Chapman Gym, the Hastings St. Cecilia boys came up winners as they beat Lincoln Lutheran by a score of 63-57. That was a makeup ball game from a week or so ago when we had the snow. Gibbon working with the ball here in backcourt. Again, they have problems with it. It's picked up by Georgie Johnson for Adams Central. There's a pass down to Anna Queen, and her shot is up and in. So a turnover on the Buffaloes. Anna Queen gets the field goal. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Adams Central leading now 38-23. Here's a steal in backcourt, driving for the hole. It's going to be Cheyenne Gotch, and she's fouling the play. So Gotch gets the steal, and now she's fouling the play by Van Meter. That's the fourth foul on Emma Van Meter. That is the 17th turnover. Now check that, 22 turnovers now on the Gibbon Buffaloes. The free throw line will be Cheyenne Gotch, and her shot is up there. It's off of the left side, no good. Gotch is now 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. She was fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll have one more. Gibbon has committed 5 personal fouls here in the third quarter. Adams Central with none. Ashley Kastner comes into the ballgame now for Gibbon, replacing Emma Van Meter. 38-23 is the score. Adams Central with a 15-point lead. The second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And now we have 2 to the whistle. There's the ball goes out of bounds. We have a foul called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Georgie Johnson. Georgie Johnson picks up her third personal. That's team foul number 1 on the Patriots. Out of the scorer's table, checking in will be Sydney Niemeyer. Coming out will be Johnson. 1:17 to play in the third. Adams Central 38, Gibbon 23. Buffaloes have the ball here in backcourt. Here's a Kate Baker dribbling with the ball now to Gopperson. Taylor Gopperson one hands it across the 10-second line here as they get it to Aaliyah Danielson. Now to Gopperson again, pulls up, shoots a three-pointer. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Gotch for Adams Central. Cheyenne Gotch gets the ball ahead to Carly Bostock. Bostock dribbles, and now she's going to be hit on the play. Bostock is hit on the play here by Gopperson. That's going to be her third. That's going to be a non-shooting foul for Adams Central. It's only the 16th foul in the Buffaloes. So AC will play things in here on the near sideline. Coming into the ball game now for Gibbon is going to be Nicole Treadway. Gopperson will check out. 56 seconds to play here in the third. 38-23, Adams Central leading by 15. Here's Rader with the ball out in three-point territory. She holds it out here. Kaylee Rader dribbles with it, gives it away to a Cheyenne Gotch. Deep wing, left side, entry pass deflected. Picked up on the right baseline, though, by Rader. Gets it inside to Bostock. His shot from point-blank range is no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Gibbon basketball. So Gibbon will play things in. 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 38-23 is the score. Leah Danielson will inbound the ball, and it's going to be tipped right back out of bounds. Trying to get it to Melissa Baker, and the ball tipped out of her hands, out of bounds by Cheyenne Gotch. So again, the Buffaloes will play things in. This time underneath the Adams Central basket down here as they get things in to a Kate Baker, who returns the ball to the far sideline at Danielson, brings it toward the 10-second line, and finally gets into the offensive zone. The Treadway back outside a three-pointer, put up there no good. Foul shot, no good. Rebound again by Kate Baker, and she's fouling the play. So now Gibbon getting the second and third shots here. Hitting the offensive glass, and a personal foul is going to be called on Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. That's going to be your third. To the free throw line will be Kate Baker for Gibbon. Baker has got 3 points in the ball game. She'll fire up 2 shots here as she is fouled in the act of shooting. Her first one is up there and in. Baker is 64% foul shooter in the season. Coming to the ball game now will be Hannah Cutaback for Gibbon. She will check in for Ashley Kastner. So Kate Baker prepares for her second shot here for Gibbon, and her shot is up there. It's good. So she nails a couple of free throws. And it's now a 38-25 ball game in favor of the Patriots. Adams Central with the ball here at backcourt. Brittany Wiseman gets it across the midcourt stripe now as they go to Kaylee Rader. Back out to Wiseman. It's a man-to-man defense here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Out in the corner again, the Rader. Shot from 15 is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hannah Cutaback for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Gibbon trailing by 13, 6 seconds to play. They get it over there on the right side. Dribbling with the ball is going to be cut it back, and now she loses control of it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. So a turnover on Gibbon. Now we've got 1.9 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central inbound the ball. Carly Bostock, long pass down. It's going to be intercepted by Danielson. She throws up a shot. It's going to be short, and that is the end. That is the end of the third quarter of play. So 3 quarters in the books tonight. The opening round of the girls' C19 sub-district basketball tournament. Their score, Adams Central 38, Gibbon 25.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Sportsman says it's time for change. Change in your pocket, in your car, or in your couch. All you need is a penny to get your first beer every Wednesday and Thursday from 4 to 7 at Sportsman's. Want a tub of beer? Okay, that won't take much change either. How about 10 bucks a tub every Wednesday and Thursday night from 4 until 7 at Sportsman's? So make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and make a change and get some change with penny beers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena on the Hastings College campus here tonight. The fourth and final quarter. Adams Central has got the lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes in girls high school play. Patriots have the ball to begin this fourth quarter. Here's Wiseman with it now. Wiseman goes to Anna Queen, takes it down on the baseline. Her pass in the lane there to Cheyenne Gotch. She throws it back to the far sideline and throws the ball out of bounds. A turnover on the Patriots. That's their 16th of the ball game. 38-25. Adams Central led 10-8 after the first quarter, 21-12 at halftime, and now 38-25 after three quarters as we play now in the fourth quarter. Here's a Kate Baker with the ball out on top. That's Melissa Baker. Back to Kate here on the wing. Takes it down on the baseline toward the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebounded there by Brown, and she's fouling the play. Holly Brown got the rebound there offensively, and she's hacked on the arm. And a foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Carly Bostock. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on the Patriots here in the second half. Holly Brown goes to the free throw line now for Gibbon. She's got 2 points in the ball game on a couple of free throws. This one is up there. It's going to be short. So good, one more. She's now 2 out of 5 from the charity stripe here tonight. Gibbon will have another one. They're trailing in the ball game by 13 points. Holly Brown toes the mark. Shot is up there. Shot is going to be short again, and the rebound comes down to Bostock. Bostock for Adams Central gets it away now to a Brittany Wiseman. Dribbles to the near sideline. Gets into the offensive zone to Cheyenne Gotch, and she's hit from behind. Foul is going to be called here by Kate Baker. Kate Baker picks up the personal foul for Gibbon. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 on the Buffalo, so we'll have a 1-1 situation now for Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch is just 3 out of 7 from the free throw line in this ball game tonight, so we'll have another 1-1 opportunity. Her shot is up there is good. She'll get one more. Adams Central has already beaten Gibbon twice this year during the regular season, 47-34 and 52-35. That second one was in the opening round of their conference tournament just a week or so ago. Second shot is up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Bostock, and she's fouling the play. She goes up for the shot. Allie's Bostock gets the offensive board, and now she gets to go to the free throw line. She is fouling the play here by Holly Brown. And now Holly Brown is just fouled out of the ball game here. With 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play, she will leave with 2 points. So Harley Brown, a 5'7" sophomore, has fouled out of the ball game. Here comes Emma Van Meter back in there. Now Carly Bostock will go to the free throw line for the Patriots. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. That one is no good. The Patriots just 4 out of 15 on free throws in the first half, and they're not much better here in half number two. Here comes the next one by Bostock. That is off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Gopperson. Now she's double teamed down here, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Gibbon Buffaloes. So Gibbon will play things in. Gopperson will trigger things in. 7:17 to play in the ball game. Inbounds pass is swatted back out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there. Adams Central is Brittany Wiseman for the Patriots. Gibbon will play things in here in backcourt. The pass comes in over the head of Melissa Baker, but she picks it up. Baker on the far sidelines, got the numbers coming back the other way. A feed in the lane to Van Meter, who shot is up and in. Emma Van Meter scores. She's got 10 points in the ball game, 39-27. The Buffaloes down by a dozen here. Adams Central has got the ball. Cheyenne Gotch from inside the free throw circle. The shot's going to be an air ball. It is saved there by Niemeyer. The ball is loose here on the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Gibbons basketball. Rather, Adams Central's basketball as they will play things in. Patriots right in front of their own bench here as Wiseman will trigger things in. Wiseman gets it to Cheyenne Gotch, open in 3-point territory, but she won't take the shot. Cyan Gotch behind a screen from Bostock. Comes across the top to Wiseman. Holds the ball out here. Comes out to Bostock in three-point territory. Carly holds it there. Gotch puts it right in her face. Out to Anna Queen. Dribbles down the lane. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Gotch, and she's intercepted on the play. Now we got a foul called here on the Patriots. It's going to go on Anna Queen. That's going to be a first. Niemeyer coming in. Raider coming in. Georgie Johnson coming in now for the Adams Central Patriots. 6:34 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 39-27. Adams Central with the lead. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be brought down here by Gibbon. Stahl has got it here for the Buffaloes into the offensive zone to Melissa Baker. Baker goes down in the corner, faking the three as Kate Baker. She drives the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's hacked on the arm. And now Kate Baker goes to the free throw line here for the Patriots, or rather for the Buffaloes. Sydney Niemeyer picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be her third. Team foul number six in the Patriots. Baker will have two shots here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Her first one is up there and good. He's now 3 out of 3 from the line. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. 39-28. Adams Central has got the lead. Still plenty of time. 6:22 left here in the fourth. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. And now Gibbon wants to call a timeout. So the Buffaloes call a timeout here. We'll take a break. 6:22 to play in the game. It's Adams Central 39, Gibbon 29.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Adams Central outscored Gibbon 17-13 in the third quarter. The Patriots were 8 out of 15 from the field in that quarter for 53%. Adams Central now shooting 16 out of 34 for the ballgame for 47%. Gibbon was just 4 out of 13 in the third quarter for 31%. They're now 7 out of 30 from the field for 23% here in the ballgame. Adams Central running back the other way, and a foul is going to be called. Sidney Bernacek. Taking the ball up the floor there for Adams Central, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Melissa Baker. Baker picks up her third, and now Bernacek goes to the free throw line for Adams Central. She's got 4 points in the ball game, a couple of field goals, and she's a 43% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. Adams Central now with 21 rebounds in the ball game through three quarters. 19 rebounds for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball battered around. It's picked up by Gopperson for the Gibbon Buffaloes. She'll bring it up herself on the dribble. Finally gets it away here. Emma Van Meter. She runs the ball in the offensive zone. Over on the wing on the right side, a long-range jumper by Baker is up and in. That's Kate Baker throwing up her second three ball of this ball game. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. It's 40-32. Adams Central is now leading by 8 points here in this contest. 40-32, the Patriots have the lead as the Gibbon folks come alive here across the way. There's Niemeyer, her short jumper in the lane is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball comes out here. Niemeyer grabs the ball, back into the lane, gets away with a double dribble, throws up a shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Gopperson. Gopperson has got the ball now for the Gibbon Buffaloes. 40-32, it's an 8-point lead now for Adams Central. The Patriots led just a while ago by 15 points. There's another interception by the Patriots. A turnover, now a foul is called. So Gibbon had the ball trailing by 8 points, and they turned the ball away. And then they commit the personal foul here, and that's going to send Adams Central to the free throw line with 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play. That's going to send Emily Boniface to the line for a couple of shots here. That's the 10th team foul on Gibbon, so the rest of the fouls will produce at least two free throws here for Adams Central. That last foul went on Gopperson. That's going to be your fourth. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Emily Boniface. So Adams Central has outplayed the Buffaloes in this one tonight. But you look up on the scoreboard, it's only an 8-point ball game. Here's Cheyenne Gotch back into the ball game now for Adams Central. Brittany Wiseman will check in as well. Bernacek and also Kaylee Rader will come to the bench now for head coach Tim Marker. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up there. It's going to roll off of the front iron. No good. Offensive rebound to Georgie Johnson. Pass to Emily Boniface, and her shot's going to be rejected out of bounds. Adams Central again will play things in. Boniface from underneath their own basket to Georgie Johnson to Boniface. Now bounce outside to a Wiseman. She'll bring it out here in the three-point territory. 5:17 to play in the ballgame. Adams Central is still with an eight-point lead. With the ball, there's going to be Cheyenne Gotch as it poked away, and another foul is going to be called. Melissa Baker picks up the foul this time on Gibbon. We keep this foul trend continuing here. The last couple of minutes of the ball game, we have nobody left. They had a ton of fouls called in this one here tonight. Cheyenne Gotch will go to the line. She's 4 out of 9 so far. As her first one goes down through the hole, she'll get another one. Gotch's points all have come from the free throw line tonight. 5 out of 10 now. She'll have one more shot. It's up there. The shot is good. So Adams Central has got their 10-point lead again. 42-32 with 5:10 remaining here in this fourth quarter. Gibbon breaking the pressure down the far sideline. That's Micah Stahl. Gets it into the hands now of Kate Baker. Down the far sideline again to a Micah Stahl. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Baker. Down to Melissa Baker for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. They give the ball to the Patriots. So a shot and they're out of there as the ball comes out of bounds here on the near sideline. End of the ball game now for the Patriots will be Bostock. Coming out will be Georgie Johnson. 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the fourth. 42-32. Adams Central with a 10-point lead in the C-1-9 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament tonight here at Lynn Farrell Arena on the Hastings College campus. Emily Boniface is going to be whistled for a traveling violation as she comes into the offensive zone for Adams Central. Very ragged basketball game here tonight. The Patriots have turned the ball over 17 times. 24 for Gibbon. 42-32 is the score. The Patriots are out on top by 10 points. This is Kate Baker with the ball now for Gibbon. Gets it to Emma Van Meter into the offensive zone to Melissa Baker on the deep wing on the right side to Kate Baker. Now on the left side is Van Meter. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it back out here. Three-pointer has been up there. It's around the rim and down. A two-pointer thrown up there by Melissa Baker. They say her foot was on the line, and now head coach Scott Rasmussen will call another timeout. The Buffaloes are back to within 8 points here in the fourth quarter of the C-19 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament. We'll take a break. 4:23 to play in the basketball game. The score, Adams Central 42, Gibbon 34.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight on The Breeze, also online at www.kliqfm.com. On your smartphones tonight at m.kliqfm.com. We're at Lynn Farrell Arena on the Hastings College campus tonight. Postseason basketball is now underway. Road to the state tournament beginning tonight for Adams Central and Gibbon. There's a long pass down the floor. They get into the offensive zone for Adams Central. Wiseman gets it away now to Carly Bostock. Gibbon with a man-to-man defense here. They're trailing by 8 points here in this ballgame, 42-34. One thing about it, the Buffaloes have not quit in this one. They were down by 15 earlier in this half. Here's Cheyenne Gotch with the ball. Comes out here to Niemeyer. Mishandles the ball, but it's picked up by a Brittany Wiseman. Out there defensively is Melissa Baker for Gibbon. There's a pass over here on the right side to Carly Bostock. Cross-court pass to go to Niemeyer. Niemeyer's double-teamed. Back out to a Brittany Wiseman. Adams Central maybe spreading the floor a little bit here with 3:47 to play in the ballgame, leading by 8 points. There's an entry pass to Cheyenne Gotch. Dribbles down the lane and scores. Cheyenne Gotch gets her first field goal of the ballgame. She's got 8 points now. And the Adams Central lead is back up to 10 at 44-34. There's Emma Van Meter with the ball behind the screen by Gopperson on the far sideline. Now she's double-teamed over there. Gets it down in the corner to Melissa Baker. Baker has the ball tipped away. It goes out of bounds. And we're going to have a foul called here on the Patriots. And have a foul called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on to Brittany Wiseman. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number 6 in the Patriots. So a non-shooting situation. It's going to be Gibbon playing the ball in. This is going to be Baker down on the baseline, and she is in on the play. The ball tipped out of her hands. It's going to be Gibbon playing things in underneath their own basket. Gapperson looking to play it in. She does in the lane to Micah Stahl. She goes up. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose on the near sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Gibbon ball. Last touch here by Anna Queen of Adams Central. So it's going to be Gibbon playing things in from the Coughlin corner. Gomperson gets it in to Kate Baker back down in the corner. A three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Bostock. Bostock gets the ball away to Cheyenne Gotch into the forecourt now. 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. The Patriots leading by 10 points, 44-34. There's a Brittany Wiseman with it now. Wiseman working against Baker out top. Here's a Carly Bostock with the ball in a deep wing on the right side. Dribbles with the ball, and now Tim Marker wants to call a timeout. Adams Central calls a timeout. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. The Patriots 44, the Buffaloes 34.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Basketball tonight brought to you in part by the Sportsman Restaurant, also by the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, by Clevenger's, also Foster Family Foods in Gibbon, and by the Hastings State Bank. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 44-34. Adams Central with a 10-point lead. The Patriots looking for their fifth win of the season here tonight. Three of those wins would come via the Gibbon Buffaloes here. They can hang on. Here's a Bostock goes inside. A shot taken there by Wiseman. No good, but she's hacked in the arm. So Bostock gets the ball to Wiseman underneath the hole, and she is fouled into play here by Kate Baker. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central will be Brittany Wiseman. She's got 8 points in the ball game. 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. That one is no good. She'll get another one. Gibbon is over the 10-foul limit now here in the second half of play. 44-34. Patriots with a 10-point lead. Wiseman will have another shot here. She throws it up there, and the shot good. Gibbon had it down to 8 points a couple of times here in the fourth quarter, but they haven't been able to capitalize. And now they've fallen behind again by 11, 45-34. There's a foul out here in three-point territory. It's going to go on Anna Queen. Anna Queen picks up her second. That's going to be team foul number 7. On the Patriots, so now we're going to have a one-and-one situation here for Kate Baker. Well, the winner of this ball game will play again tomorrow night against the top seed here in this C19 sub-district tournament, the Minden Whippets. That game will go at 6. Tawny Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia in the second ball game. Shot from the free throw line by Baker is going to be no good. Rebound Adams Central, and now we got a foul called here in backcourt. A personal foul going to be called here on the Buffaloes in backcourt, and Micah Stahl. A second ball game tomorrow involving Kearney Catholic and St. Cecilia at 7:45 tomorrow night here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Then the two winners will play on Thursday night for the sub-district final beginning at 7. We'll have all the games right here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Carly Bostock to the free throw line. 8 points tonight, 0-4 from the stripe. Her shot is up there, the shot good. AC just 4 out of 15 on free throws in the first half. They've canned some now here in this fourth quarter. 46-34. Next shot is up here. It's good. So Bostock now in double figures with 10 points, 47-34. The Patriots have built a 13-point lead again. Gibbon comes back with the basketball. That's a Kate Baker, and she has it knocked out of her hands. Out of bounds. Cheyenne Gotch came over. She was out of bounds on the far side. So Godperson will inbound the ball now with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in this one. Gopperson with the ball. She gets it back here on the deep wing on the right side. Dribbling with the ball. Flips it away. That's Kate Baker who flips it away out here in three-point territory. A shot fired up there. It's no good by Micah Stahl. Follow shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Raider. And now a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Buffaloes. It's going to go on Van Meter. And that's going to be her fifth foul. So Van Meter fouls out of the ball game with 2:07 to play in this contest. Here comes Leah Danielson back in there. So Van Meter, a 5'6" sophomore, also fouls out. In addition to Harley Brown, who fouled out about 5 minutes ago. Brittany Wiseman to the free throw line now for Adams Central. She has got 9 points in the ballgame. This will be a two-shot foul again for Wiseman. Her shot is up there. It's good. The Adams Central lead is now 48-34. As a Brittany Wiseman will throw up another shot. It's up there. It's in and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. It's no good by Bostock. Rebound. Niemeyer shot is up and in. Sydney Niemeyer on the offensive glass scores on the putback. She's got 8 points, and now the Patriots are putting this baby away. They lead by 16 points. It is 50-34. Taylor Gomperson with the ball in the right wing. That's a tipped away, and another foul is going to be called here on the Patriots. It's going to go on Carly Bostock. That's going to be her third. So now we're going to have some more free throws coming up here for Gomperson for Gibbon. So Gomperson will go to the free throw line. He's got 2 points in the ball game. He's their leading scorer, averaging 8.1 on the season. She's been limited to only a field goal and 2 points. That was back during the first half. Gomperson's free throw is up there. She hits that one. So it appears it's going to be Minden and Adams Central coming up tomorrow night. The Whippets beat Adams Central in the Minden Holiday Tournament this year by a score of 76-33. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Gomperson. The rebound is picked up here in the lane. And now the Patriots have the ball. That's a Jamie Gilbert on the rebound for the Patriots. Gets it now into the hands of Emily Boniface. Now to Brianna Shuck over here on the wing on the right side. Shuck holding with the ball. Now dribbles with it. Comes out into three-point territory. Emily Boniface holds the ball. 1:28 to play. Boniface down the lane. Kicks it out here to a Bernacek. Her shot up there. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up there. It is no good. And a rebound comes down to the Gibbon Buffaloes. Georgie Johnson got that last shot up there for the Patriots. That would not go. The Patriots leading 50-35 here in this fourth quarter as we approach the one-minute mark here. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands on it. Over there was Emily Boniface of Adams Central. Gibbon will play things in. Here comes Anna Queen. She wants to check into the ballgame now for AC, replacing Boniface. So Taylor Gomperson will inbound the ball here for Gibbon from the far sideline, looking. They get it inside now. Back outside, there's Gomperson's three. It's going to be thrown up there. It's no good. The ball goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. It's going to be Adams Central ball. .5 seconds to play. Sarah Allen comes into the ball game. Here comes Sarah Kruger into the ball game now for head coach Tim Marker. As everybody's going to see some playing time down in the final couple of minutes of this one, 50-35. Adams Central is going to win their fifth game of the season and a third one this year over the Gibbon Buffaloes. Adams Central with the ball on their offensive end as a Bernacek comes out here in 3 point territory. They get it out here to Sarah Allen. Back to the left side to Sarah Kruger. Kruger goes down in the corner to Bernacek again. Adams Central will throw up a shot here from 3 point territory as Bernacek, her shot no good. Offensive rebound to Jamie Gilbert, and she's going to be fouled into play. So Jamie Gilbert will go to the free throw line. She's fouled into play here by Ashley Kastner of Gibbon. That's going to be her third. So now Gilbert goes to the free throw line. She's a 44% foul shooter on the season. She is 4 out of 9 from the line this year. And her shot is up there. It's off the left side. No good. And for the Patriots is going to be Amy Hamburger. She comes into the ball game now. Jamie Gilbert will have another free throw. The Patriots lead by 15 points. Here comes the next one. It's up there. It is good by Gilbert. So Adams Central hitting some free throws here in the fourth quarter, extending their lead now to 51-36. As Gibbon has scored only 11 points, actually 10 points here in this fourth quarter. As the ball deflected out of bounds again on the far sideline, Gibbon will play things in. So the Buffalo is going to end the year on a 15-game losing streak. They'll finish the year out of 2 wins and 20 losses. Gibbon has got the ball on their offensive end. This is a Treadway. Moves it down to the baseline. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Danielson, but we've got a traveling violation anyway on Gibbon. 25 turnovers now on the Buffaloes. We're down to 20 seconds to play. 51-35. Adams Central has got the lead. Anna Queen goes over on the wing now. On the left side over there. Sarah Kruger has got the ball. Bounce pass goes down to the baseline to a Jamie Gilbert. Her pass back out to Kruger is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Danielson with the ball. She drives it toward the rack. Her shot is up there. It's no good and she's fouling the play. With 2.3 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter as Danielson will go to the free throw line. Anna Queen picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. And now going to the line will be Leah Danielson. She got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. 75% foul shooter this season. And her shot is up there. It's good. 51-36 now. Adams Central with a 15-point lead. Danielson will have one more. Shot is up there. That shot is good. So Leah Danielson hits a pair of free throws. It's 51-37. The Patriots just need to inbound the ball. They do. And that is going to be the ball game. As Sarah Allen just waits here in backcourt. That's the ball game. The Adams Central Patriots will move on to play the top-seeded Minden Whippets tomorrow night in the semifinals of the C19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament. Adams Central disposes of Gibbon here in the play-in ball game of this sub-district tournament. They beat the Gibbon Buffaloes for the third time this season. Final score tonight, it was Adams Central 51, Gibbon 37. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The Adams Central Patriots win it tonight over the Gibbon Buffaloes. Final score of 51-37. This is the Vaughn's Printers postgame show here tonight, here on The Breeze. Vaughn's Printers, more than 80 years and three generations. Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. You can call 402-463-7721. That's Vaughn's Printers of Hastings. So the Patriots scored the first field goal of the ball game tonight. Then it was Gibbon coming back to score six straight points. They had a 6-2 lead. Gibbon held that lead until the last second of the first quarter when Brittany Wiseman threw up a three-pointer from the wing on the right side for a tray. Adams Central had the lead 10-8 at the end of the first quarter. The Gibbon Buffaloes then had a span of 10 minutes in the second quarter on into the third quarter without hitting a field goal. Adams Central had a 21-12 lead after the second quarter as the Patriots outscored Gibbon 11-4 in that second period. Gibbon scoring all four of their points from the free throw line. Adams Central kept the pressure on. They built that lead to 15 points in the second half. Led it 38-25 after three. Gibbon cut the lead down to 8 points in the fourth quarter at 40-32, but Adams Central hitting a ton of free throws down the stretch. And the Adams Central Patriots beat Gibbon for the third time this season, this time 51-37, which will end the season for Gibbon. They end the year on a 15-game losing streak, and their mark for this season will be at 2 wins and 20 losses. Adams Central will move to 5 wins and 17 losses. They will get the Minden Whippets tomorrow night in the first ball game at 6. That game will be followed up by Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia at 7:45. We'll have both games tomorrow here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You're listening to the Vaughn's Printers postgame show here tonight. We'll take another break, come back and check the numbers right after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, welcome back to the Fonz Printers postgame show here tonight on The Breeze. Check the scoring for you as Adams Central knocks off the Gibbon Buffaloes tonight by a score of 51-37. Gibbon got 10 points tonight from Kate Baker and 10 points from Emma Van Meter. Van Meter hitting 4 field goals. She was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 10. Kate Baker hit 2 3-pointers, and she was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for 10 points. Melissa Baker had 8 points in the ball game tonight. She hit 1 3-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Only a couple of other girls scored tonight for the Buffaloes. Leah Danielson had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Taylor Gomperson, their leading scorer, ended up with only 3 points in the ball game tonight. She had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 4 from the charity stripe. And Harley Brown got into the ball game, hit 2 out of 6 from the free throw line for her 2 points. Emma Van Meter fouls out with 2:07 remaining in the fourth. Harley Brown fouled out with 7:20 remaining in this ball game. So Gibbon getting 10 points from Kate Baker and 10 from Emma Van Meter in this sub-district tournament loss to Adams Central here tonight. The Patriots were led by Carly Bostock and also Brittany Wiseman. They each had 10 points in the ball game. Bostock had 4 field goals, and she was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Brittany Wiseman, she had a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game, a 2-point field goal, and she was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line for her 10. The other scores for Adams Central, Cheyenne Gotch with a field goal. She was 6 out of 11 from the free throw line. She had 8 points in this ball game. Sydney Niemeyer had 4 field goals. She was 0 of 2 from the stripe. She had 8 points. The other scores for Adams Central, Anna Queen had 6. She hit 3 field goals, and she was 0 out of 3 from the free throw line for her 6 points. Sydney Bernacek has a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Brianna Shook had a field goal for 2. Kaylee Rader was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point, and Jamie Gilbert 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. We'll take one more break, come back and check the shooting numbers as we continue on the postgame show right after this.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Allied Insurance, a nationwide company, and Raider Insurance, your local Allied agents, a winning combination. As Allied Insurance agents, Raider Insurance will help you get the best coverage at the best price for your auto, home, or business. Allied Insurance is an equal housing opportunity insurer. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. And Raider Insurance, supporting local and area students and student athletes. 1130 West 2nd, Hastings, and at RaiderInsurance.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back at the Bonds Printers postgame show here tonight on The Breeze, following Adams Central's victory over Gibbon, 51-37. Final numbers enter the ball game tonight. Adams Central ends up shooting 41% for the ball game. They were 18 out of 44. Gibbon was 10 out of 40 tonight for just 25%. On three-pointers, Adams Central was 1 out of 9 from behind the arc for 11%. Gibbon was 3 out of 12 for 25%. The rebounds, Adams Central had 32 tonight. Gibbon had 25. The Patriots had 13 offensive rebounds. Gibbon had 12 offensive rebounds. On free throws, we had a ton of them tonight. In fact, total of 59 free throws thrown up in this ball game tonight. Adams Central was 13 out of 36 from the free throw line for 36%. Gibbon was 12 out of 23 for 52%. We had 27 free throws in the fourth quarter alone between these two teams tonight. Adams Central ended up with 20 turnovers. Gibbon had 25. Patriots had 10 steals in the ballgame. Gibbon had 4. The Patriots had 1 block shot. Gibbon had 2 block shots here in the ball game tonight. So Adams Central wins it by a score of 51-37 over Gibbon. It'll be Adams Central moving on to face top-seeded Minden tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here at Lynn Farrell Arena. The second ball game will have Kearney Catholic up against Hastings St. Cecilia at 7:45. We'll have both games here on the Breeze. Tomorrow night on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, it will be the Hastings College women's basketball team will be on the road playing in Seward against the second-ranked team in the nation, the Concordia Bulldogs. That will be a 8 o'clock start tomorrow night. We'll have the pregame show with head coach Jeff Dittman at 7:45 tomorrow on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And the final score in this one, it was Adams Central beating Gibbon tonight in girls' high school basketball by a score of 51-37. For my producer and engineer, back at the radio station, Maggie Rudolph, my statistician here on site, Gene Shaw. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.